Welcome back to the Trinity of Building in our series about building ourselves up, building our relationship with God, and building our relationship with one another. Especially in a time when people are tearing down things, walls are falling left, right, and center. Some of them should fall, by the way. There are good things that are happening as well. But generally, the tearing down of each other in society in general. And of course, we do not want that yeast to permeate into the body of Christ. So we need to be proactively looking at building the body of Christ. We looked at building block number one, which was about your personal relationship with Christ, that first and foremost, your relationship with God, your intimate time that you spend with Him is of top priority. That's where it starts. That's foundational. That's where you start. Next, we move to building block number two, which is building your relationship with others in the body of Christ. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 2. And by the way, I'm just scratching the surface here with scriptures. Please do your own study to see how you can be approved, a workman who correctly handles the word of God. I welcome your comments and your feedback. I don't claim any infallibility whatsoever. If there are things you wish to point out, I'm always open for debate and discussion on any matter. My intention is to simply spur you on to love and good deeds, as Hebrews teaches us. In Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse 19 to 22, it says, "Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful verse? Basically, you can see clearly that Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, he's the chief architect, the author and perfecter of our faith. He's doing his work. It's the question is whether you will allow him to do his work in the building process here. We don't need to do any more than what the Holy Spirit has told us, and of course through the Word of God that admonishes us to obey. But it's wonderful that the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, in fact some of the things like the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, kind of lay some of the foundation of what we believe for sure. And this building that Christ himself is building, you know, he said to Peter, "And upon you I will build my church." And so we see that it is Christ who does the building. It is he who has laid the plans, the foundation, the walls, the temple. All of that is being constructed by him. But we are being fitted together. And sometimes we can get out of joint, pun intended, when we, you know, discombobulate ourselves from each other. When we get in a huff about some issue or situation and we fail to say, you know what, let me come back. But guess what? You're the piece of that building, that brick that may get laid aside for the moment until you change your mind about, hey, you know what, I shouldn't hold this against my brother. I don't agree with them, but I'm not going to hold it against them. Then when you've reached that point of repentance, the Lord can pick up that brick and place it back into where it should be, tightly fit together and framed, so that it can grow the temple of the Lord. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you? We are the body of Christ. And that's a wonderful, wonderful verse, set of verses, I should say. Now we're going to move to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. "Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we see you, we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you." and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. You have to edify one another. That's how you continue to build up the body of Christ with your relationship with one another. Edify one another. You know, speak exhortations, encouragements. Sometimes you have to speak, repentance. You have to speak the truth in love and to point out things to fellow believers. But generally speaking, that shouldn't be the norm. The norm should be the edification of one another. And to basically esteem people highly in love for their work's sake. They're working to build the body just as much, and each part has its part to play. Interestingly, it says, and be at peace among yourselves. You know, that fits into building. If there's no peace, if there's dissension and rivalry and factions, then that building, it looks like it's on very shaky ground. It's not built on solid ground. It's not built on the rock of Christ, the chief cornerstone. It looks like it's built on sinking sand that could just be carried off by every flood and every form of dissipation. So building block number two as we continue. And finally, the last passage is in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. We edify one another when we share and we care. I'm not knocking the current modern Western church system, but I think sometimes we perhaps maybe can revere it too much and rely on it and become lazy. You know, we go to a building, a literal church building. We sit there, we hear the lecture by the pastor or the teacher or whomever it may be. We sing a couple of songs, and scripture is read, of course, and, you know, some announcements, and then we leave. Well, that's wonderful for congregational things, but it doesn't indeed build the body anymore. You know, you just like you need food every day to survive and air to breathe every day. You know, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You need constant feeding from God and with God's people as well. And the model that we see in Acts of how they were in one accord and how they fellowship together was not so much the system of, here's the pastor, he's going to spoon feed you now, listen to what he has to say, or her, what she has to say, and then that's it, that's all you need, but rather the small group setting. It's not either or. Do not neglect the former for the latter. We need both things in place. We need congregational settings, which we have to do in buildings. But we more importantly need these smaller fellowships, because how can one person pastor or manage, you know, 1,000 people, 10,000 people? It's impossible. You must have small systems in place where when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm. Somebody has a doctrine, somebody has a tongue, somebody has a revelation, and so forth. Can you imagine in the modern church today if you were to stop the service or the lecture and say, the Lord says, hey, what about this passage? It can't work. You'd be run out of the church. And it just isn't a fitting forum for these types of things in any case. So really, what am I saying? I'm saying that part of building up one another is the intimate personal relationships that you forge in smaller settings. Could be two of you, could be three of you, could be 12 of you. And that the book of Acts is a perfect model for this. And I kind of see God moving us back in that direction. I think that buildings have their place, but they have become out of place in these times. We have kind of idolized them and worshiped them, and they've become motivational centers and, top-down leadership where you have a senior this, a senior pastor, and a junior pastor, and an associate pastor, and all of these terms that are just too highfalutin. As far as I'm concerned, I don't see it in the Bible anyway. And I think it's time we do away with that. We need to think on these things. How do we do things going forward? COVID has provided an opportunity where we have clearly seen that people are meeting on Zoom. Some people do go back to the building, of course, and you know, it's not that we can't have those kinds of settings in the future. I think so, but I think the model has to change. It cannot be business as usual. We need to stop building buildings and start building up each other and building the body of Christ itself. I know I may receive some flack for that, but unfortunately, I must speak that truth in love, that you know, stop worshiping the building. You may not think you are, but you need to think about that. Having said that, buildings have their place. I make that very, very clear. But perhaps instead of building new churches, you know, we have a small fellowship and all of a sudden, oh, we need to build a building. They started out wonderful. They had 15, 20 people. All of a sudden, because they were really, sharing the word and caring and nurturing, all of a sudden they have 50 people. And then they say, wait, you know what? It's too big for this house, or it's too big for that. Let's go rent a building. And they rent a building, and then they get to 200, and they say, you know what? We need to buy a building. So they get into the building of buildings. It's time we stop that. If you have 50 people and you can't meet in your house anymore, guess what? Raise up another leader, empower them, train them, and release them to go into their own 10-person, 12-person, whatever it may be, fellowship, and have five of those instead of whatever. Once a month, go rent a building and meet together, or whatever, once every 3 months. You know, there's no rule. Then you have your congregational setting. Then you can do that, because congregational settings are wonderful for worship, for hearing a teaching, especially a prophetic word that comes from someone. Those are good things, but it's a context and it's how we look at it. And so that is my point on building block number two as I close on building up the body. Everyone can contribute. Everybody has something to contribute, not just the pastor, the teacher, the worship leader. Everyone hath a psalm, a doctrine, a tongue, a revelation, etc. And let all things be done unto edifying one another. So that's it for building block number two. Hope you enjoyed this. And Father, I pray that we get this. We understand that you want community, you want fellowship, and it can only be achieved for the most part in smaller groups. Yes, we can meet congregationally for worship and for other things, but Lord, we want to follow your model as laid out in the book of Acts. So we ask you to give us a revelation of that. Help us not to diss the other one either and to say, those silly people meeting in buildings are not our brothers and sisters as well. They are. But Lord, show us the way. We ask you to guide us in your building, because you are the author and perfecter of our faith. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Next time, we wrap up in the Trinity of Building with building block number three. God bless.